Fake News, I'm Ben Thomas. Despite being planned, the International Association of Firefighters has declined to endorse Vice President Kamala Harris. But she spoke to union firefighters outside Detroit, going after Donald Trump's labor record.
This is a man who sold promise after promise to American workers, but never delivered. Who said he supports so-called right-to-work laws 100%.
Trump campaigned in North Carolina and Georgia, where he discussed hurricane recovery with Governor Brian Kemp.
We have a big election coming up, and if I'm involved, I told the governor, if I'm involved, they're going to get the best treatment.
A week after Hurricane Helene hit, Ed Donahue reports thousands are still struggling to find clean water.
One woman in Asheville, North Carolina, says she would love to take a shower. Travis Edwards carried home several jugs and plastic bags of water from a stainless steel tanker truck in downtown Asheville.
We'll wash dishes with it or wash our hands, wash our face and our bodies, and then collect all of that into a bucket as gray water.
That water is then used to flush the toilets.
It's very interesting kind of going back to having nothing available and then trying to figure out how to be resourceful with what you had to survive.
Even water that's unfit to drink is scarce in Asheville. Repairs to the water system could take weeks. I'm Ed Donahue.
A surprisingly strong September jobs report. Sagar Magani reports employers added
a robust 254,000 jobs, up sharply from 159,000 in August. The gains more evidence the labor market is still solid enough to support steady hiring and a growing economy. The unemployment rate dropped to 4.1%. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Stocks closed higher on the news, the Dow at a new high. This is AP News. The National Hockey League season is underway for at least two teams. Bruce Morton explains.
A quick start led New Jersey to a 4-1 decision over Buffalo. The game was played in Prague, Czech Republic as part of the NHL Global Series. Devils coach Sheldon Keefe.
The group just pulled together and wanted to compete at a high level tonight, and I thought they got after it right from the start. Loved our start right from the opening faceoff. We were all over their net within, 10 seconds.
Stefan Nason opened the scoring with an assist from Jonathan Kovacevic. Then Kovacevic tallied, good for a 2-0 Jersey lead after one period. Paul Cotter's empty netter placed him on the stat sheet with a goal and an assist. Jakob Markstrom picked up the win, turning aside 30 shots.
We won a tight game, and we played a great game throughout. But we can still get a little better, and got one more here tomorrow.
I'm Bruce Morton.
The rest of the league gets going next week. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.